It is time to check in with Tom Repke. He is riding with a number of folks this week for International Justice Mission, and I do mean riding. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Brother Mark. How are we doing?
Well, the important question is, how are you? We'll get to that in just a moment, but first, let's kind of reset what you're up to with International Justice Mission and why.
There's 25 riders from literally all over America who have come together to journey from the Underground Railroad Museum in downtown Cincinnati to Lincoln Memorial on Saturday morning to raise awareness for human trafficking and sex trafficking, the plight of 27 million people worldwide that are caught in the most heinous of not opportunity, obviously, but just people who are caught in bondage and trying to offer just awareness to engage others to pay attention to what's going on.
Yesterday was a pretty difficult day on the saddle of a bike or just about anywhere else. Tell us, what were you facing?
He was just extreme. It was a good ride out of Chillicothe. Delightful ride, and everything went well until about mile 50, and then things progressively got hotter, and several of us, including myself, I got to mile 68, and that was as far as I could go. The heat was just unbearable. It was clear people we had set some Twitter messages, and people were praying, and God did send the cloud cover, and that offered some relief for the rest of the ride in. And some of our folks actually decided to ride all the way to, we're in Belpre today, starting out this morning, which is just across the river in Ohio from Parkersburg.
So
decided they wanted to ride to the river just to say hello to West Virginia.
So you are in the Appalachians, and you're crossing into West Virginia today. What does the ride look like for today?
It's going to be difficult, and again, the prayers of God's faithful would be appreciated. We know there's more climbing coming in through today's ride, and even tomorrow's ride will even be more difficult. Just a lot of ups and downs, and we're riding at Highway 50, which isn't too bad, but we're having to contend with a lot of commercial traffic, large trucks, and that's a little unnerving, so.
Well, Tom, you will have the prayers of God's people as you go forward. Let's talk just for one more moment about what International Justice Mission is all about and how the problem, for people who didn't hear our first conversation, how the problem specifically applies to the state of Ohio.
Well, it's interesting. Even as we were at the Underground Railroad Museum in Cincinnati, which is more than just something that, chronicles what happened. They currently have a display there on the current plight of human trafficking. And Ohio happens, because of the Interstate 75 corridor, to be one of the number one activity areas where children are being prostituted. And that is just unsettling. So, and as an Ohioan, and there's two of my young men from the youth group, Mitch Weber and Clay Sloan, are with me on this. It's just, we're trying to personally make that statement that we have to do something about that, and hoping that our pain will be the opportunity for awareness for others.
Tom, if people want to take a look at what you're doing and why, there is a place on the web where they can do that. Where should they go?
There is. We'll send them to IJM's web page. www.ijm.org is the place to engage right away. I've had trouble getting internet access. Imagine that, just given the time constraints we're on. But there's also my blog, www.samdme.org, that folks can, hopefully tonight, we'll be able to upload a couple more chronicles of what we're doing and what we've experienced. And it's been interesting, really, the people we've, even last night, the church here, Celebration Center in Belpre, as we arrived, and they had this amazing spread for us from their volunteers. One of the things they handed us was investment, if you will, some money that they wanted to just have their ownership in it. And so that's just a huge blessing that, you know, as we move through and make awareness, and that's what people said, we just had no idea until you invited us to be a part of this, and then, maybe there's a small way we can be a part of the kingdom and try to leverage God's justice, if you will, to raise awareness and to seek it out so that people that are in bondage are free. Because Jesus did come to set the captives free, Isaiah 61.
Well, Lord, I just lift up Tom and the other 25 riders and the team today as they progress into West Virginia and on their way to Washington, D.C. We pray you give them great safety. We pray you give them great purpose. And we also pray that you give them great joy as they travel. Lift those up that they touch and that they meet along the way. And we thank you, Lord, that they're willing to give up not only time and energy, but endure physical hardship as well to bring this message to Washington, D.C. We thank you, Lord, for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Mark.
Ride well, Tom.
We will. Grateful for your time and grateful for your prayers and your friendship. Thanks for leveraging the kingdom.